I greet the saints of the living God, the few that are in the world. We have come to a place in which we find ourselves using the name of God and Jesus Christ as colloquially as any other. God has become informal, casually enunciated, without power, unless and until we call upon Him to cater to our perceived needs. God has been called upon to bless violence and to underwrite our righteous endeavors. God's name has been used to accumulate wealth. God's name has been used to promote self-esteem, to take captives, not to ransom them. God has been mixed with the flesh, boiled down, and boxed. Our finite minds reject the simple fact that God cannot be understood as we understand matters of our physical existence. We see His works, but we do not know why He works them or how He works them. God-ordained understanding occurs in a realm far removed from the physical one, and true understanding changes first the perception of our existence, and then, most importantly, the manners in which we live this physical existence. The clay inquires after the potter. The clay inquires after the potter's intent. The clay wishes to taste the power of the potter. The clay would be the potter. The clay knows not of the hole from which it was digged. Yet in our strivings for our own self-worth, we have made God into a part of our physical world, a vehicle, a thing, a means to a personal end. We are for ourselves, and God has been made to be ruled over. We have created God in our own image and refined it. Everywhere we turn, we hear deluded men and now women teaching us about God's will for our lives, rending the words of Scripture like old newspapers, offering God's blessings upon that which is dust, decaying. And God's word in Scripture states, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And if we, many creators, could only understand this, we would not have risen up as high as we have in vanity and pride. This is so very sad, but it has been ordained. We have bypassed many a truth about our handy God, and we have no idea why wrath comes upon us. We have humbled ourselves before our teachers and our own images of ourselves. We have not humbled ourselves before our God. Our teachers have become idols of flesh, and we now look to men for understanding and salvation. They are worthy only of fire. Our steady diet of division has wasted our minds and hearts away. The hope of the wholeness that God the Father has promised has become a panacea for the flesh only, the emotions only. It has not become a healing of our spirits, an opening of our eyes. Today we are healed by the faith of sorcery and divination, and we know it not. The spirit of Antichrist has implanted contrariness into the hearts and minds of the multitudes professing knowledge of God. And this is our sickness, a sickness that appears wreathed in light, a sickness perceived as health. We have veiled our sickness with the name of God. Our bright light is as black as the night. As a liar does not fear being discovered, we do not fear God. How can we fear that which we manipulate for our own ends? Nay, we must project this false fear upon those that we intend to control like cattle in the name of this God. We cannot project this fear upon ourselves. How can we fear our own lies? We who have been ordained to blindness are bastard sons and daughters of the bastard himself, Lucifer, the father of all lies, the self-promoting and self-professed angel of the morning. There are only a few in the world who can see the hypocrisy and the vanity. Only a few. There are only a few who have not supplanted God with themselves. There are only a few who fear with reverence the ultimate sovereignty of God. O fear ye the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. And when the day of testing comes, multitudes of voices will call out to God in voices that God will not hear. For we, the potters, will call upon God in vain. Can we not save ourselves? Isn't there salvation in that which we have given life to? When our spells and incantations fail to summon up our salvation, we will turn to the boxes which contain our re-engineered God. We will turn to the boiled down and leavened fantasy we have created as our God. We will lift the lids of our boxes into which we have placed our image of God, and the boxes will be empty. And now, O Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? The grace and the peace of Jesus Christ be with those of you who do the will of God.